Christ Jesus. I greet you from the beautiful city of Austin, Texas, in the United States of America. And the fight is on. The fight is on for that which God has for us to do at such a time as this, to accomplish His plan and purpose as light goes forward amidst a dark world and a lot of evil things. Now, always remember that light trumps darkness. Always remember that good is more powerful than evil. Just like if you have a very dark room and you switch on the light, that tiny little light bulb is more powerful than all the darkness in that place. All the darkness flees when the true light is on. Now, there's false lights out there, and those are all still part of the darkness. But the true light, when it goes forward, and when it's turned on and when it's switched on, you cut through. But the key is, if you're going to have the true light, you got to be plugged into the source of truth. You have to be plugged in to that which is real. So that means that God is truth. Jesus is truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So you've got to be not just connected, but immersed with Him. So just like the back to the light example, if you would take a plug and you would plug it in to a wall, now into a plug socket in a wall, now it is connected to the source of power, and now it's, one, it's functional, two, it's being what it was made to be, and it shines bright. So likewise, that's part of what we do. It's connecting people up to that source. As you connect them to the source, as you point them in the right direction, that connection takes on its own individual life as you become what God made you to be. So in that process, we put out the truth. In that process, we speak the words of God. In that process, we do that which God has for us to do. And in that, we just pray that God blesses you and God strengthens you, but also pray for us. Keep us in prayer, because we get our own challenges that come up as time as time progresses and as we do that which God has for us. But we're all human, and we all experience the challenges of being in this life and in a world that where the majority have not chosen truth. So do that. If you benefit from these broadcasts, if you benefit from that which is put out there, if this helps you, if this serves a function in your life, do spend a bit of time praying for us, praying for the team, praying for the people that this would reach. And pray that God just gives us wisdom and clarity and continues to increase, everything necessary so that we can go forward in this work. Because obviously any time that truth and light goes forward, there is going to be opposition. The darkness does not want the light to go forward. And everything that it does is designed to try to keep light and truth from going forward. Okay. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that seeketh, for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Okay. And, I was meditating on this one a little bit earlier today, and God was just showing me some things about this. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Okay, to ask, to seek, and to knock, those are all active. Those are all proactive, if you would. Sometimes what we've seen and what I've seen is sometimes people just ask, but they don't seek and they don't knock. You got to combine all of these. When you're moving forward, when you ask, when you seek, when you knock, you receive, you find, and the door is open. Now, here's something. That's just a general principle. Whenever you progress that way, these are going to be things that happen and come up in your life. But here's the thing. You don't want to... There's other verses that kind of go along with this too, which is, you know, if you go to Proverbs 19, and let me flip that really quick in my lovely red Bible, which incidentally, Cornerstone Books, best bookstore on the planet, that's where this was gifted to me from, Barbara Marcotti. You guys got to look her up online. Cornerstone Books. She's awesome. We love Barbara. Okay. Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 3 says, "The foolishness of a man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord." So that's verse 3 of Proverbs 19. So essentially, people's ways destroy their own life, and yet they get mad at God. Now, here's the thing. As we go forward in all that's going to be taking place in the world, more and more and more people are going to be destroyed by the choices and the decisions that they've made as they reap what they've sown, as they go down, as they get the result of what they've asked for. Here's the thing about asking and seeking and knocking. You're going to get... You're going to find, and the doors are going to be open. And you just want to make sure that what you receive is what you actually want, what you find is what you're looking for, and the door that's open, that you actually want what's on the other side of that thing. Because when you go the way of the world, that which you receive is death and destruction. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's John 10:10. And that's probably, you know, that's a verse that comes to me so many times because I see it around me so much. And I see the work of the devil, and I see the work of the devil in other people's lives. When you ask, this is why you want to be consummated with the Spirit of God. This is why John 17 in the prayer of Jesus, where he was praying that they may be one in us, in verse 20, verse 21, that he's praying that they may be one in us, even as I am in the Father and the Father is in me, that they may be one in us. Jesus' prayer is for a consummation with his Spirit, a consummation with, now what, Jesus is the Word. So he is the Word made flesh. John chapter 1 and verse 1 talks about even in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. So, you know, Jesus being the Word took on flesh. You know what? Let's just do this. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay, excuse me. Gotta get that little frog in the throat when I start speaking to you guys. Okay, so right there. Jesus is the Word made flesh, came into this world, and you and I, we, listen, you want to be consummated with the Spirit of the living God. You want to be one with the Word and the truth of God. So then, from that place, when you ask, and when you seek, and when you knock, that which you're asking for is in line with life and truth and the way. Here's the thing. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So you and I, we want to be on track with that way. We want to be on track with that truth. We want to be on track with that life. You want that way. Because see, here's the thing. When you're on the way, as you go through the experiences of life, though they may be difficult, there are going to be you're going to have a fulfilled life. You're going to be living that which God intended for you. You're not going to be a piece of the furniture, and you're not going to be a cog in the wheel of the world. You're going to be a free being. Now, here's the thing. Jesus said that he gave them, let me go back to John, as many as received him, verse 12, John chapter 1, verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Here's the thing. You and I needed power. Because the world and the power in the world, the power in the world is strong. It is. If you didn't have the Spirit of the living God in you, you couldn't make it. You couldn't do it. It's not going to happen. Why? Because the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of the living God, that is going to, you need a greater power than what's in the world to be able to come into the fruition of what God made you to be, i.e. it gives you the power to live free. It gives you the power to live an abundant life. It gives you the power to walk out of the slavery. It gives you the power to walk out of the bondage. It gives you the power to overcome the forces of the devil. It gives you the power to speak the truth as laced by the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you. It gives you the power, it gives me the power to do this right now. Gives me the power for the Holy Spirit of God to flow through to reach you with that which you need. So that's why as you listen to this and it resonates in your own spirit, where's that coming from? Is that coming from the mind of a human being detached from God? No. That's coming direct from the Holy Spirit of the living God, straight from the throne of God, through one that has been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus, a prince of the living God, walking in this world at such a time as this, according to his plan and purpose, rising up into being what he was made to be, i.e. that's me, I'm being what God made me to be, and encouraging you to be what God made you to be. And as you do that, as your light shines bright, goes forward, it makes a difference. It makes a change. Something happens in this world. Now, here's the thing. We live in a time right now where a lot of things are going on. A lot of things are changing. A lot of stuff is happening. A lot of things are being brought to a head. And as the darkness increases, the light shines brighter and brighter. Here's the thing. We know there's a challenge on, okay? We know that things are not going to go on as usual. We know that. We're aware of that. Nothing that the devil tries to do in the darkness can be hidden from the light. You know, in the Old Testament, it was with Elijah, and there was a king in Syria that was trying to do different things to these guys, and, you know, their entire battle plans, everything was told to the man of God, and he was making it known to the king, and he was basically throwing off every one of their strategies, and he kept trying to figure out, the enemy kept trying to figure out how they kept, you know, being thwarted. And eventually somebody just realized, and they just said, look, there is a man of God on the other side, that whatever you guys whisper in your bedroom, that he's proclaiming it to the king. You can't get away from this. You want to talk about intelligence and information and knowing what's going on in the world. Nothing is hidden from the true children of the living God. Nothing. God makes it plain. God makes it known. Now, just because we don't broadcast to everybody the things that we know, or just because, you know, things are not, you know, because here's the thing, the spirit of the prophet, or the spirit of prophecy is subject to the prophet. That you God will show you things, and many times also too, especially with somebody that's gone forward with, you know, and had some seasoned, you know, in what they've done in the discipline of things being revealed to them by God, they won't just blurt it all out when God shows them something. They've learned to wait on the Lord for what's appropriate. But I've seen it with people that I know that walk in the Spirit of God, and they know. They know very clearly. They meet people, and they know where they're coming from. They hear things going forward. They know the sources of information. They are not blind to the devil's schemes. Sometimes they may not tell what they know, but they're aware. You think with Jesus, while he was here in the earth, at any time, do you think that anything was hidden from him? You think people's motives and intentions, with all of their games and the tricks they tried to play on him, you think any of those caught him by surprise? No, he knew where people were coming from. When people came up and tried to flatter him, just to try to get him to say something that they could then turn around and use against him, to try to get him killed, or try to get him in trouble. Oh man, yeah, you think this is something new? This game's been going on for a long time. Jesus knew where people were coming from. He knew the intentions of people's hearts, and he was not fooled by the plans and the works of deceived, corrupted, and black-hearted men and women that were walking around in his day. But he came for a mission. He came for a purpose. You and I are here for a mission and a purpose. At such a time as this, God has a work for you to do. Even as he's got a work for me to do. Part of our work, all right? Part of our work right now is getting lined up. All right? It's time to make sure you start cleaning some things up. And what does that mean? That I'm not talking about stupid religious do's and don'ts. Nothing like that. I'm talking about being real with your relationship, authentic with your walk with God. Be real with him because he wants to be real with you. He'll meet you where you're at, but you got to give 100% of yourself over to him and let things be what they are. You can't go forward in a dead system and playing the church game and hope that something good is going to come out of that. It's not. Listen, by and large, the institution of the church has abrogated their responsibility. They have failed in what it was that they were called to do, especially in America. And I'm going to clarify that a bit. Okay, Jesus during his day, John the Baptist during his day, why did he end up in jail in the first place? He ended up in jail in the first place because when Herod took his brother Philip's wife, John the Baptist spoke about the evil and said, that's not right. You can't do that. And he spoke up against the evil of the top political leader of his day, and that wounded him in jail. That's how he ended up in jail, and incidentally, that's what resulted in him getting his head cut off, because Herodias nursed a grudge against John for what he said and did. And she looked for her opportunity to try to get him killed. You had a cowardly king, you had a Jezebel woman that was jumping between brothers, and you had a seductive daughter who was a pawn in the game. And what was the end result? Well, you know, they martyred, one of the, just a true son of the living God. Now, all of them are dead now. You know, Herod is dead now. Herodias is dead now. The daughter's dead now. John the Baptist has gone on to be with the Lord. Whose side do you think they want to be on now? You know, while Herod is burning in hell, and Herodias is burning in hell, and that Jezebel daughter, because the apple didn't fall very far from the tree, where do you think they're at now? Eternity goes on for a long time, my brothers and sisters. Once you leave this life, you go on from this life into the next. Listen, this life is just a flash, okay? This life is just, it's such a short window. But while we're here, we're about the purposes of God. So that's why you can't kill a true follower of Christ. You can't kill him. You bless him. If you kill them, if their life ends, to live as Christ, to die is gain. To leave this life is gain. When that time comes that we get to check out of here, hallelujah! We thank God for that. Why? Because all of a sudden now we've transitioned out. Okay, let me ask you a question here. How many people carry their savings accounts from this life into the next? You know? I mean, you don't take anything from this life into the next. Now, does that mean that we are not good stewards while we're here? Yeah, of course. We're good stewards while we're here. We're responsible. We do that which God asked for us to do. But we're also aware that this life is transitory. This world is not our home. That's why Jesus told us to not, in verse 19 of Matthew chapter 6, he said, "Lay not up for yourself treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. And lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Okay, so for us, you know, these are Jesus' words right there. So don't let this life and the things in this world be your obsession. Rather, enjoy the life. Know that God will provide for you. God will take care of you. God will watch over you. God is going to address the needs that you have. But, excuse me, but there is a greater thing that's necessary. And the greater thing that's necessary is that you align yourself with the Spirit and get about His purposes. When you've been consummated with His Spirit, from that place, you ask, you seek, and you knock. But you do those things in line with what God is revealing in your own heart. And how that works, then when you move forward, the things that you receive are going to be beautiful. They're going to be things that are part of the fulfillment and part of the fruition of you having the power to become a son or a daughter of the living God, but having the power to progress into what God made you to be. When you seek, you are going to find that which is real, that which is part of your fulfillment, that which is precious. And when you knock, the door that's open, the open doors that come are going to be the doors that you actually want to walk through. Because here's the thing, most of the people in the world, that what I've seen, the doors that open for them, they walk through them, they fall off a cliff. There's just a tragic drop waiting for them on the other side. And, you know, it's going to be horrific for many of them in the years to come. And I know this. I see it. I see it on the horizon. It's going to be horrific what they go through. And the whole time, the biggest tragedy is that there was another way. There was another way. And God extended His hand, but they rejected truth. And therefore, they received the consequences of their choice and their actions. And after that, they go to hell. My gosh. Whereas life and light and truth and balance and fulfilled life was always available. Here, fulfillment is available. Life is available. Truth is available. You know, part of what we do when we just share the gospel, we share with people there's a better way. We share with people that there's another way, that there's another option. You don't have to go the way of the world. And as we share that truth and as we make that truth known, because God's desire is that people would be saved, that they would be brought out from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God. And we shine bright. As we shine bright, that light will cut through. Now listen, when you shine bright, you're going to be a target, okay? So just know that. Don't be surprised by it. Don't be wondering where these attacks are coming from. You are a target because you shine bright. You shine bright because you walk in the truth. So that's just part of it, okay? So don't complain about it. Don't make it bigger than it is. You also have weapons of your warfare in Ephesians chapter 6. Go read it. Realize what you have and use them. Use the weapons of your warfare to destroy the enemies of your soul. You know, meekness is power under control, but there is also time where that power needs to be used. And when the Spirit of God comes upon you, one plus God is always the majority. When the Spirit of God, the living God, comes upon you, you can decimate every enemy force. And I've seen that happen before, and I know I'll see it happen again. So as we move forward in the things of God, realize that the greater power is in you and to use it. Now, as pertaining to the United States and things going on here, and I know there's people around the world that you guys listen to this, pray for the United States. I know you got issues going on in your countries as well, but pray for the United States, because there's a fight that's taking place here for light and truth, and the outcome of what happens in this country is going to affect what happens all over the world. And the devil has been working methodically for a long time to try to put certain things in place to destroy, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But here's the thing with Jesus. He's got this incredible way of turning all the enemy's plans to shit. And I love that with God. I love the way that he does that. But we need to pray. And we need to be in line with the Spirit of God. And we have to do our part. And that's part of the joy of the saints. That's part of our privilege, is to bind their kings with fetters. It's part of what is our right. As we've moved from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, we've moved to a higher plane of existence than they can ever dream. And as we've done that too, we also have power over everything that they would try to put together, or everything that they would ever try to do. But we have a role to play, and we need to do that role. But Psalm 149 says, praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and praise, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the tremble and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains, and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. And that is our right, that is our privilege, that is what we do, and we battle not with flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. We work in the realm of the Spirit, and that which takes place in the Spirit manifests in the natural. You and I have that which God has for us to do this day. Be about your Father's business, and be blessed, and know that you win. We win. In Jesus' name. All right, hey, we love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. You can reach us through our Facebook page, too. And, say hi. We love you guys. We'll talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.